tools.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Carl Junction, Missouri. It's the West Plains Scissors taking on the Carl Junction Bulldogs tonight in the last regular season game. After tonight, it's all district play, but this one is a big game tonight. This one is going to decide who is going to be first place in the district after tonight. And there's still a possibility that that possibly it could be Rogersville if they win tonight as well. The pregame show is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine. We'll talk a little bit more about tonight's ball game coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Scissor Football, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
The perfect meal deal is a Pizza Inn of West Plains. Get their incredible $8 all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday, all day long. Bring the family, have fun in the arcade, and enjoy freshly made pizzas, crisp salads, hearty pastas, and desserts. It's family fun and great value under one roof. Prefer to take it home? Try the new Pizza Inn app. Hot fresh pizza is just a tap away with easy ordering, real-time tracking, and exclusive app-only deals. Pizza Inn of West Plains, America's hometown pizza buffet.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
If you need to check your balance at midnight, activate your debit card on Sunday morning with Community First Banking's iTalk 24/7 telephone banking. Just pick up the phone anytime, anywhere. Check balances, manage your card, schedule payments, all with a simple call. Because they believe nothing should stand between you and your money, not even branch opening hours. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer is always here for you. Member FDIC.
Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. And West Plains Scissors is going to take on the Carl Junction Bulldogs here this evening. And this is your pregame show brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine. Coming up, we're going to check your forecast. It's a little cool, a little breezy out there, but it's not raining at the current time, so that's a good thing. And also coming up, we're going to talk with Coach Brock Kanagy about what can we expect out of the Carl Junction ball club here tonight and what he thought about last week's game. That's coming up as well. We'll have it for you in just a few moments. You're listening to Scissor Football, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Scissors team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our 6th Toyota. 5 of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Happy Friday, everyone, and it's that time for the Friday football kickoff forecast, and a little bit different than we've had the past couple of weeks, maybe even longer. This forecast is sponsored by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And for the Thayer Bobcats and the West Plains Zizzers, we do have clouds around the region, and I can't leave it out. I've got to mention at least at kickoff time the chance of a few showers. Just based on what we've been seeing all day off to the west of us, upper 50s as we get through kickoff and then halftime in the mid 50s and probably staying there through the nighttime hours with still a chance of some showers. The wind will be light, though, and I don't see significant impacts to ball handling if we do get some showers to get into the area. Enjoy the games. Meteorologist Ray Stajic here at the Weather Channel.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Beth does it all for you.
Broken Bow Archery at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is celebrating fall and Hirsch's 20th anniversary with a big sale. 20% off select Rage, Speed, and Range broadheads, 20% off game tables with sinks, LEM products, and High Mountain seasonings, 15% off arrows, bolts, and Yeti products, 10% off ammo, game cameras, and Morel targets, 5% off redneck blinds, and $100 off all new bows. Sale ends October 31st at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Your coach's pregame interview is brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. Great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can also enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning two tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. Well, we're talking once again with head Zizzer football coach Brock Kanagy. And coach, played a Marshfield ball club that surprised a lot of people last Friday night. Got the win, 46-23. What did you like about the ball game?
Our kids played really hard. It was just really a sloppy game.
Now, I thought that we got to sing some praises for the defense, because the defense really stood out last Friday night.
Yeah, the defense played really well. We had 7 takeaways, which is rare. We always, our goal every week is 3, so we doubled it. So it was a good night.
And of course, the most surprising one that probably surprised himself was Jackson Hunter. And knocking the ball down, but then knocking it right into his own hands, and he goes 3 yards for a touchdown. I don't think he's ever scored a touchdown.
No, that's the lineman's dream, you know. Hunter had a great night. You know, he had a lot of tackles. He had 2 fumble recoveries and then an interception. You just don't get to say that very often about a defensive lineman. So it was a great senior night for him, for sure.
And quite a few folks on the offensive side made some big plays on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, Jake Moore, once again, had another great night. Wyatt Dew had a great night. Jackson Taylor had a great night running the ball, catching the ball, doing what Jackson Taylor does. You know, he's a spectacular player. And Ethan Miller had a good night at quarterback. You know, he threw the ball well. He even ran the ball a little bit. So it was a good night overall for our offense.
Okay, as we move into tonight, going to take on the Carl Junction Bulldogs here in Carl Junction. And after last Friday night, Carl Junction jumped over Rogersville. We stayed in first place in district play. Now it's Carl Junction in second, Rogersville third. This is kind of the way you thought it was going to come down to. Winner of this ball game is probably going to get home field advantage in the districts as long as they're playing. So what can we expect out of that Carl Junction offense?
They're a multiple formation offense. They have a lot of good athletes. They're kind of a lot like us, truthfully. They have two really good receivers, number one and number eight. They're long, they're lanky, they're fast, they have really good ball skills. They have a really good running back in the backfield, 5'8", 200 pounds, really solid kid. Just runs like a wild man. I mean, he is strong and physical. He will not go down with first contact. We'll have to gang tackle him. And their quarterback is also a senior. He's very fast, runs a read option really well, and throws it well. So we're going to have our hands full, that is for sure.
Now on that defensive side of the football, what can we expect out of Carl Junction?
So they are a man team. They're going to have a forefront. I mean, that's what they play. They remind me a lot of the teams out of the West. That's just kind of what seems to be the norm over there on the west side. They're going to have two really good defensive ends that can contain, and then they're going to have some two big fellas in the middle to kind of clog everything up and spill it. Two really fast linebackers standing behind them, and then everybody else is going to lock up and play man-to-man. And they do a really good job at it. They're well coached and they're disciplined.
Now, if you look at it on paper, both teams, within a point or two, average the same amount of points every week, each ball game. And on defense, within a point or two, they give up about the same. So on paper, these two teams look to be pretty much identical. What do you think is the difference between the two teams?
It's going to come down tonight to whoever can control the line of scrimmage. You know, it seems like once you're this closely matched, usually the line of scrimmage is kind of the telltale. Whoever can win that line of scrimmage and not turn the ball over is going to have the best chance to win.
Okay, now what about special teams from Carl Junction? What can we expect?
They're going to kick it deep some. They're going to squib it some. They'll do a little of both. They have really good athletes all the way across. They run really well. They tackle well. Their punter punts the ball well. You know, they're just solid. They're really well coached. And you can tell they're really disciplined. They don't beat themselves. They do the little things right. They snap the ball well. They punt the ball well. They kick the ball well. We are going to have to make the right decisions. You know, whenever we need to, we're going to need a fair catch. You know, we've got to block well tonight. We've got to put hat on hat and give our returners chances, you know, for a good return. We have great athletes. We just have to give them opportunities.
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the injury situation. What kind of news do we have? I noticed we had another lineman go down last week, so what's the update there?
So, last week, our senior, Shane Curtis, injured his knee. He's not going to play this week. We're not exactly sure exactly the final outcome, but he is injured, and so he won't be able to play this Friday. We did get our center back, Sam Allen. That was a big boost. We got him back, and we're still waiting to see Dominic Hale, you know, if he's going to be able to come back or not. He's really moving a lot better and everything, but we're just waiting on the doctors.
And, of course, a lot of people got excited last week because Dominic came out of the locker room and he wasn't using those crutches and he was walking, still had the brace on. And they were thinking he's coming back pretty soon. And they were asking me, and I said, well, you don't want to speculate, and we'll just wait and get the injury update. So hopefully he can come back and join the team here pretty soon.
Yeah, we would love to have him back, of course, you know, but we've got to do what's best for Dom, you know, for his health. And so it's in the, you know, it's in the doctor's hands, and they're going to do what's right for him.
Okay, now we know how the district is stacking up right now, 1, 2, and 3. Who do you think's going to knock down that, or lock down, I should say, that fourth spot?
I really don't foresee fourth through seventh. I don't see them moving very much. I think they're probably where they're at. They, you know, Monette and McDonald County, I just think they're probably set about where they are, and Bolivar and Marshfield. I don't think they're going to move much. Seeing who they're playing this week and everything, I would say that they're probably in their spot.
So everybody's going to have their eyes on this game tonight between West Plains and Carl Junction.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good one.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
Nope. Just, you know, we appreciate all the support we're getting, and hope everyone travels well. So we need all the support we can get.
All right, sounds good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Coach Brock Kanege, West Plains Zizzers. We'll have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
Your pregame coach's interview brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. They also have a great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning 2 tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. We'll have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said,
"You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks."
Southern Hills Auto Plaza, stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carl Junction. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Carl Junction Bulldogs, West Plains Scissors getting ready to go at it here in a very important ball game here tonight, where the winner of this game should have the first place in the district. And that's very important because whoever gets first place in the district gets a first round bye. And we'll only have to play two games in the district, and everybody else have to play three. So that's the way it looks. So we'll see what happens tonight here between the West Plains Scissors and the Carl Junction Bulldogs. Let's see how they line up. West Plains comes in with a 6-2 record, and Carl Junction is 5-3 overall. Now the Scissors are 3-0 on the road, and Carl Junction is 3-1 at home this year. These Scissors are averaging 39 points a game and allowing 23.9 points per game. Carl Junction is averaging 36.9 points a game, and they're averaging giving up 24.3 points per game. So this one looks like it's going to be, if it's anything like what's on paper, this should be a really good ball game. These two teams met, I believe it was last year, and at West Plains, West Plains won the ball game 34-27. So in the Ozark Mountain Conference, let's look at those standings for you. Branson is in first place. West Plains is in second. Carl Junction is third. Bolivar fourth. Rogersville fifth. Marshfield is sixth. And Hillcrest comes in at number 7. That's the way things start out tonight. And also, Carl Junction in the Class 4. West Plains is sitting in that number 1 spot, and Carl Junction just a little over 2 points behind West Plains in the second slot. Rogersville then comes in at number 3, and they're only about 3.5 points behind West Plains in that first slot, and they're about 1 point behind Rogersville or Carl Junction. McDonald County comes in at number 4. Monette is number 5. Bolivar is number 6. Marshfield is number 7. So that's what the teams are playing for tonight, is that the seeding in the district tournament, and districts will start next weekend. So whoever gets that number 1 seed will get a first round bye in the next weekend's action on Halloween. So there you go. All right, listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll take another break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk some more football on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
When the Scissors take the field, they represent generations of West Plains' proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Scissors.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Big news from Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's number one real estate company, Westgate Realty, has moved to their new forever home at 308 Davis Drive in West Plains, just across the highway behind Jordan's Convenience. Their state-of-the-art location means they can serve you even better than before. And here's more great news. Interest rates are trending now, making now the perfect time to buy. Plus, the market is shifting to your favor, sellers. So if you're thinking of selling, this is your moment. Westgate Realty, Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's largest real estate company. Visit them at 308 Davis Drive in West Plains, or call today.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said,
"You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks."
Southern Hills Auto Plaza. Stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine pregame show. Just had the coin toss, and it was West Plains winning the coin toss, and they elected to defer. So West Plains will kick off. Carl Junction will get the football to start the ball game, and the Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. Another ball game going on tonight. In Mountain Grove, this is a big ball game for our neighbor down in Thayer, our neighbors, I should say. Thayer and Mountain Grove going to go at it tonight. Thayer is, well, if they win the SCA conference outright. If Mountain Grove wins, they will both tie for the conference title. So big game in Mountain Grove tonight between the Thayer Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll try to keep an eye on that and keep you updated on the what that score looks like. So, all right, we're getting ready to kick this thing off. It'll be Reed Cobb to kick it off. And hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Back for Carl Junction is Marcus Lopez-Derman. He's one of them. Let's see, Kenyon Wamboga is another one. And looks like JoJo Ballard. So let's see what Reed Cobb does on the kickoff here. The Saviors will get this one underway. Important ball game. The winner of this one will be sitting in first place in district. So Reed's ready to go, and we're ready to get this thing underway in Carl Junction. Low line drive kick going to be picked up about the 23-yard line. And that is going to be Wamboga. And he's going to be brought down about the 30-yard lines where Carl Junction will get it first and 10 at their own 30. So let's see how the Zizzer defense does in the bowl game here tonight. And looks like Mason Gilbert in that shotgun, going to back in the backfield with him and three receivers to the right side. He's going to come out throwing right away as a receiver. It's caught out at the 35-yard line. And it looks like Josiah Long and Gavin Marshall on the tackle there. Going to bring up second and five for the Bulldogs at their own 35-yard line. So, once again, it will be Gilbert in the shotgun, second and five. Going to hand off this time on the right side, and good for a first down across the 45 out to about the 47, and that's Lopez Derman. Josiah Long with the tackle for the Zizzers, and that's good enough for a first down for Carl Junction. So first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Gilbert in that shotgun once again. And he's got Lopez Durham going to hand it. Nope, he'll keep it himself on the right side. And looks like the tackle that time made by number 73, Rucker Freeman. And that's going to be a pickup about seven. It's bringing up second and three for Carl Junction at the Zizzer 46-yard line. So second and three for the Bulldogs. Just underway, first quarter with no score. And once again, ball's on the turf, and looks like Gilbert got back on it. Going to lose some yardage, though. It's going to be recovered at the 50-yard line. So that'll bring up third down now, third and seven for the Bulldogs, third and seven. See what they elect to do this time. Bulldogs are having some good luck running the football early here in the ball game. Gilbert in the shotgun once again. Three receivers to the left side. Gilbert looking to throw. Now he'll throw it out. Got a receiver over there, and the Zizzers are there. And it's going to be a loss on the play. Ballard with the catch. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 10. That's all the way back to the Bulldog 47-yard line. And going back will be Jackson Taylor for the Zizzers. So Jackson Taylor to take the punt here from Carl Junction, standing back at his own 20-yard line. And that one almost blocked. Maybe another step and it had it. Taylor lets it go, takes a Bulldog roll. It's all the way down inside the 10-yard line. And the Zizzers will take over first and 10 inside their own 10-yard line, I believe down around the 9, looks like. And that's where Ethan Miller and the Zizzer offense will take over here. First and 10. We've got 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter with no score. See what the Zizzer offense can do here. Miller will come out in that shotgun. Two receivers on the right side. Now, that'll be Maupin going in motion to the right side. Three receivers. Now Taylor goes to the left side. Miller in the shotgun. Now they're going to hand it off. And it's Jacob Moore coming around the left side. Moore going to get out to about the 12-yard line. So looks like it's going to be a second down and seven from the Zizzer 12-yard line. Second and seven. Jacob Moore taking the end around on the left side. Miller in the shotgun once again. Now Jackson Taylor in the backfield with it. Here we go. And Taylor looking for some room on the left side. Gets out to about the 15-yard line. Pick up a few more yards. That's going to bring up third down now. So third and four for the Zizzers at their own 15-yard line. So if they, Zizzers break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage, third down and four. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Maupin goes in motion to the right side. Now Taylor goes left side. Miller going to roll out to that right side, and he's going to tuck it, and I believe he may have that first down over there. Depends on where he went out of bounds. I think they're going to mark it at the 20, and yes, that is going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers as Miller gets the first down before he goes out of bounds at the 20. Zizzers break the huddle. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Three receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Miller looking to throw. Now he steps up, and now he'll throw it, and he'll just get rid of it. So Miller throws it away, brings up second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 20-yard line. That stops the clock with 7:19 to go here in the first quarter, and no score in the ball game. Zizzard break the huddle. Miller, once again, he'll be in that shotgun unless they get a short yardage situation. Taylor in the backfield. And that is a bad snap, and Miller just has the fall on it. That snap was on the ground, rolled right past Miller, all the way back to the 5-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down and long for the Zizzers. We're talking third down in a county, folks. They got to get to the 30-yard line for a first down. And that ball right now is sitting at the 5-yard line. So it's going to be third 25 for the Zizzers. Third and 25. Five receivers for the Zizzers. Miller in the shotgun. Miller looking. He's going to tuck it, but he's going to get swallowed up. And he might have gotten a yard, and the Zizzers are going to have to punt the football. So Zizzers trying the quarterback draw play that time, and Carl Junction wasn't having anything of it. So Zizzers will punt the football here. And it will be Luke Cropper standing in the end zone to punt this football away. And it's a pretty good punt. Going to be taken at the, still on his feet, finally going to be brought down about the 27, 28-yard line. And that is Ballard on the return. And that's where Carl Junction will take over at their own 28-yard line, first and 10. Good field position for the Bulldogs here with 5:54 to go in the first quarter. Gilbert in the shotgun. And it's Derman back there with him. Going to hand it off to Derman on that left side. Weaves his way through. Gets inside the 25-yard line. Going to mark him down at the 22. That's going to bring up a second down and four. Peyton Allen on the tackle for the Zizzers. So second down and four from the Zizzers 22-yard line for the Carl Junction Bulldogs. Gilbert in the shotgun. Man in motion. They're going to hand it off, and swallowed up that time is Lopez Derman. tackle that time. Going to be Jacob Moore, also Warren Lawson and Rucker Freeman in there on the stop. Loss on the play, back to the 25. Going to bring up third down now. Third and 7 for Carl Junction at the Zizzer 25-yard line. Bulldogs break the huddle, and it'll be Gilbert in that shotgun, and he's got Lopez Derman in the backfield with him. They'll go in motion this time, coming around the right side, and he'll reverse and go back to the left side this time, and that is Ballard. Ballard around the corner. It's a touchdown for Ballard. 25-yard touchdown by Ballard. And it's Carl Junction on the board first. Ballard trying to go to the right side, nothing there. And he turns around and goes to the left side and gets around the corner and gets to the end zone. 4:14 to go here in the first quarter. And let's see. And the kick is good, 7-0. Carl Junction with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you need to check your balance at midnight, activate your debit card on Sunday morning with Community First Banking's iTalk 24/7 telephone banking. Just pick up the phone anytime, anywhere. Check balances, manage your card, schedule payments, all with a simple call. Because they believe nothing should stand between you and your money, not even branch opening hours. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer is always here for you. Member FDIC.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Bulldog Stadium in Carl Junction. The Bulldogs have taken the early lead here, 7-0, with 4:14 to go in the first quarter. And let's see, it's going to be Nolan Cook. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Going to be picked up by Jacob Moore. Moore will get it out across the 25 before he's brought down. Looks like about the 28-yard line. We'll see where the officials go dancing around that. You're going to mark it at the 28. First and 10, Zizzers at their own 28 with 4:06 to go in the first quarter. And the Zizzers trailing 7-0. Ethan Miller in that shotgun. Jackson Taylor in the backfield. And a receiver on each side. Miller drops the snap. Going to roll now. He throws it and just throws it. Throws it away. It's going to bring up 2nd and 10. And Zizzer's having some trouble with snapping the football here in the first quarter. So 2nd and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 28-yard line with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. Miller in the shotgun by himself and 4 receivers, 2 on each side. Now Taylor joins Miller in the backfield. They'll give it to Taylor. Taylor cuts up inside and a gang tackle there. Taylor's still going. They didn't bring him down. But they're going to get across the 30 to about the 32 that time. And actually, can't really tell. Going to be 3rd down. Looks like 3rd and 5. So 3rd and 5 from the 33-yard line for the Zizzers. 3:26 and counting to go first quarter. Zizzers trailing 7-0. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Miller going to roll to the right, looking to throw. And now he's going to tuck it, and out of bounds he goes. He'll be shy of that first down. And he spotted at the 34-yard line. It's going to be fourth down. Zizzer's going to have to punt the football again, fourth and four. Luke Cropper in to punt for the Zizzers. Ballard is back for the Bulldogs. Low snap. Cropper gets it off. And this one is going to take a Zizzer roll and is stopped by Gavin Marshall. Marshall should have let that one go, let it roll a little bit more, but he didn't. So the Bulldogs will take over first and 10 at their own 37-yard line, leading 7-0, Carl Junction does. Zizzer defense will come back on the field. 3:02 to go here in the first quarter. See if the Zizzer defense can get a stop. It'll be Gilbert and the shotgun. We got a flag. Have to wait and see what this one is. And it's going to be on Carl Junction. False start on the Bulldogs. That'll back them up five, all the way back to the 32-yard line, their own 32-yard line. Brings up first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Gilbert in the shotgun, and Lopez Derman in the backfield. And looking to throw, and he's going to be brought down. And that was a sack that time by a Warren Lawson of the Zizzers. And they're going to mark this one all the way back to the 27-yard line, I believe. 28. Second down. Carl Junction has to get to their own 47-yard line for a first down. Second down and long. Gilbert in that shotgun. He's going to hand it off, coming around the right side. And Zizzers are there, going to pick up some yardage back as Lopez Durham is taken out of bounds. Josiah Long and Dason Roberts on the tackle for the Zizzers. Third down and 11 now. Ball sitting at the 36-yard line of Carl Junction. Third and 11. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Lopez Durham in the backfield with Gilbert in the shotgun. Gilbert looking to throw. He's going to throw it out here, and it's out of bounds, but it's not enough for the first down. As that was Hanks on the reception, going to bring up fourth down now. Fourth and three, Long pushed him out of bounds, and Carl Junction's going to punt the football. Or at least that's what they're showing, that they're going to punt the football. Jackson Taylor will be back for the Zizzers. And Gilbert's back to do the punting. He's also the quarterback, so here we go. And punt is high and off to the right and going out of bounds. So Zizzer should get some pretty good field position right here. Depends on where they mark it. Looks like they're going to mark it about the 35-yard line of the Zizzers. First and 10 Zizzers with a minute 31 to go here in the first quarter. Carl Junction with that 7-0 lead. And the Zizzer offense comes on the field once again. See if the Zizzer offense can get something going here. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield, two receivers on the right, one to the left. Miller's going to give it to Taylor. Taylor sneaks out on the right side, got a first down and more across the 50. And they're going to mark him down, looks like, at about the 48-yard line of Carl Junction. That is an Ozark Southco Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. Jackson Taylor found some daylight there and picks up a big gain for the Zizzer offense. First and 10 from the Carl Junction 48-yard line for the West Plains Zizzers. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. He'll pitch it to Taylor. He'll cut up inside looking for something. Now he's coming up inside, and he's got the first down, folks. Inside the 40 down, looks like around the 37. And that's good for another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. Zizzers first and 10 at the Carl Junction 37-yard line. Two first downs in a row. Jackson Taylor with some big pickups there running on the ground. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. Three receivers once again. And this time Miller takes himself. He's only going to pick up a yard, looks like, down about the 36 maybe. No, they're going to say the 37. No gain on the play. Going to bring up second and 10. So second and 10 for the Zizzer offense from the Bulldog, 37-yard line. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. Carl Junction leads at 7-0. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The perfect meal deal is a Pizza Inn of West Plains. Get their incredible $8 all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday all day long. Bring the family, have fun in the arcade, and enjoy freshly made pizzas, crisp salads, hearty pastas, and desserts. It's family fun and great value under one roof. Prefer to take it home? Try the new Pizza Inn app. Hot fresh pizza is just a tap away with easy ordering, real-time tracking, and exclusive app-only deals. Pizza Inn of West Plains, America's hometown pizza buffet.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. We start the second quarter with the Bulldogs leading 7-0 over the Zizzers. Zizzers with the football, second and 10. Miller is looking. Now he has to get rid of it. And Taylor catches it on the left side. Taylor, big pickup inside the 20 as it goes out of bounds on that far side. Jackson Taylor looked like he just reached out there, grabbed it with the one hand, and then brought it into his body all the way down to the 15-yard line of the Bulldogs. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine first down. And the Zizzers now are in that Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Miller in the shotgun, first and 10 from the Bulldog 15-yard line for the Zizzers. Taylor in the backfield. They'll pitch it to Taylor, trying the right side. He'll try to get around the edge. He's going to put his head down. I think he got inside the 10, I believe. Looks like he may have been knocked out the 9. So, second and 4 for the Zizzers. At the Bulldog 9-yard line, second and 4, Jackson Taylor running the football. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. And we got a receiver on each side for the Zizzers. And all kinds of movement, and the center didn't snap the ball. So the Zizzers pick up the penalty. That'll be their first one of the ball game. Ball start on the Zizzers. That'll bring it back to the 14-yard line of the Carl Junction. It'll bring up second and 9 now. See if the Zizzers can keep that ball moving. Miller going to give it to Taylor. Taylor in the left side. He's down around the 10. Looks like about the 11 is where they're going to spot him. for a third down. So he picks up 4 yards on the play, going to be third and six from the Bulldog 11-yard line, third and six. Bulldogs have a 7-0 lead here with 11-12 and counting to go in the first half. This has been the Zizzers' best drive so far in a ball game. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Miller going to roll to the left. Now he's going to look to throw. He throws it for the corner of the end zone. And it's good. Touchdown, Zizzers. 11-yard touchdown pass. And that was Miller to Moore. And the Zizzers are on the board at 10:49 to go here in the second quarter. Reed Cobb will come in, try the extra point. Cobb's kick is up and no good. Hits the crossbar. 7-6. Bulldogs with the lead back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, many women select an external form to restore their pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here for you with a private certified professional consultant. They will ensure you'll get the proper fit and therapeutic bill to comfortably restore your pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community for over 40 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction as the Zizzers are now on the scoreboard. As a Miller to Moore 11-yard touchdown pass, Reed Cobb's extra kick was no good as it hit the bottom crossbar and didn't go over. So it's 7-6 with 10:49 to go here in the first half, and Reed Cobb will be kicking off for the Zizzers. Cobb kicks it on the ground and finally picked up and brought down. Picked it up down around the 16, 17-yard line. Jackson Taylor along with Gavin Cassing on the tackle for the Zizzers. So Carl Junction will start off at their own 15-yard line, first and 10. The Zizzer defense will come on the field. See if the defense can get a stop here. It'll be Gilbert in the shotgun. And that's Lopez Durbin in the backfield with him. They'll hand it off to him. And he's going to be wrapped up and dropped for a loss. And I believe Gavin Marshall along with Raiden Wilson. And it's going to be a loss on the play. Looks like all the way back to the 12-yard line. So second down and 13 for Carl Junction from their own 12-yard line. Gilbert in the backfield. Going to hand it off. Nope, he'll pitch it wide right. And Zizzer's got to get out there, and they still haven't brought him down. First down for Carl Junction. Josiah Long finally brings him out of bounds. And that is going to be Jones on the run. First down for Carl Junction. So the Zizzers weren't ready for that one. Thought they had him wrapped up again in the backfield, but Gilbert pitched it. First and 10 Bulldogs at their own 39-yard line. And they'll throw it across the middle, and it's dropped. Pass was dropped that time. So Hanks drops the football. It'll bring up second down and 10. for the Bulldogs at their own 39-yard line. 9:50 to go here in the first half of the ball game. It's 7-6. Carl Junction with the lead. Gilbert will have Lopez Durman in the backfield with him. Gilbert will hand it off and right up the middle. And that's going to be good enough for a first down for Carl Junction, Lopez Durham. And another first down for Carl Junction. And the Zizzer defense having some problems here, as they're allowing some big yardage being gained by the Carl Junction offense. First and 10 Bulldogs from their own 49-yard line. Gilbert in the shotgun. Lopez Durman in the backfield. He'll give it to him again on that right side. He's fighting, but the Zizzers pile him up. He's going to pick up about 4, looks like. Well, actually going to be down to the Zizzer 46. That's going to be a gain of 5, 2nd and 5 for the Bulldogs. And the Zizzer 46. About 3 or 4 Zizzers there on the tackle that time. 2nd and 5. Clock running with 8:40 to go here in the first half. Gilbert in that shotgun. Lopez Durman in the backfield. Low snap, but he picks it up and started to throw it. Now he's going to run it. Zizzer's trying to catch him. He's going to get out of bounds inside the 40, down about the 39, and that's good enough for another first down for Carl Junction. First down for the Bulldogs at the Zizzer 39-yard line. Zizzer defense has given up some yardage here on this drive. Gilbert in that shotgun once again. Durman with the football, and this time he spins away, but they, well, couldn't quite get out of the grass. He's going to lose a couple of yards there. Going to spot the ball back at the 41 of the Zizzers. Going to be 2nd and 12. For the Bulldogs. That was Warren Lawson in there on the tackle for the Zizzers. Gilbert in the shotgun. Durman in the backfield. And they're going to keep it, run the end around to the right side this time. That's going to be Ballard down the sideline. Finally knocked out of bounds, down around the 10, inside the 10. That's another first down for Carl Junction. And they're in the red zone. And pushing them out of bounds, Dason Roberts for the Zizzers. And he's inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal. First and goal from the 8-yard line for the Bulldogs. First and goal. Zizzer defense needs to get tough here. They need a stop. 7:28 to go here in the first half. Bulldogs lead it 7-6. Gilbert, he's going to hand it off. Durman down around the 5-6-yard line. And looks like it'll be Peyton Allen. So it's going to bring up 2nd and goal from the 6-yard line for Carl Junction with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Gilbert in the shotgun. It'll be Lopez Durman in the backfield. 2nd and goal from the 6. They'll throw it. It's tipped. And that was big Morgan Groves. gets that hand up there and deflects the pass. Going to bring up third and goal now. And I believe it's about the 6.5-yard line, actually. Can't quite tell here. About the 6.5, looks like. Third down for the Bulldogs. Gilbert once again in the shotgun with Dermond in the backfield. And Gilbert's going to throw it this time. It's over his receiver's head. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. So it's going to bring up fourth and goal. And here comes the field goal attempt. So it will be Calgar to try the field goal here. This will be a 23-yarder. Calgar attempting the 23-yard field goal for Carl Junction. Here we go. It is up, and it is good. Calgar gets the 23-yard field goal, and Carl Junction goes up by the score of 10-6. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Back at Carl Junction, they'll kick the football off, and this one is going to go out of bounds on the left side. So Zizzers will get some decent field position here with 6:32 to go in the first half. Carl Junction leads it 10-6 on the Calgar 23-yard field goal just a few moments ago. So it's going to be first and 10 Zizzers at their own 35-yard line. Miller will be in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. See if the offense can get moving here. Maupin goes in motion. Now Taylor goes to the left side. Miller looking. He's going to throw it. He's got Taylor wide open. Taylor with the catch. And all the way down inside the 30-yard line. That's good enough for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. Jackson Taylor going to be tackled at the 28-yard line of the Bulldogs. First and 10, Zizzers. From the Bulldog 28-yard line. See what the Zizzers come up with here. Taylor had his man beat over there, but Miller had it a little underthrown. Taylor still caught the football. Got a big gain out of the play. They'll give it to Taylor, and he's met in the backfield and going to be dropped. Where are they going to mark the football here? Going to mark it at the 31. So a loss of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 13 for the Zizzers from the Bulldog 31-yard line. Jackson Taylor met in the backfield that time. Somebody missed the blocking assignment. So Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. Second and 13 for the Zizzers. And Miller this time, he's going to throw it long. Got a receiver down there. It's good. Touchdown. That is Warren Lawson. So Miller to Lawson. And that 32-yard touchdown pass that time. 5:08 to go here in the first half. And will they go for two or try the one? Zizzers lead it 12-10. And Zizzers are going to go for two here from the 3-yard line. Miller in the shotgun with five receivers. Now Moore comes to the backfield. And Moore around the right side. They're going to throw it. And it's good as they caught Maupin. That's Moore to Maupin. Moore to Maupin that time. And it is 14-10. Zizzers with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone. So it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
5:07 to go first half, and the Zizzers have claimed the lead 14-10 over Carl Junction. It was a 32-yard pass from Miller to Lawson, and then it was Moore to Maupin on the two-point conversion pass, and it's going to be picked up and taken down around the 30, 31-yard line right there. I believe that was Wemboga, I'm sorry. And didn't see who got the tackle. And so Harrison on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they're going to mark it at the 32. So Carl Junction will have it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. 5:03 to go here in the first half. Gilbert in the shotgun and hand it off. He'll take it right up the middle on that right side. Once again, that's going to be Lopez Derman. Gets it out to about the 37-yard line. Second and 5 for the Bulldogs. Cropper that time along with Wilson on the tackle. Gilbert in the shotgun. Derman in the backfield. And they're going to hand it off again. Derman, he'll spin. Gets out to the 40. Going to bring up 3rd down and 2. So 3rd down and 2. Gavin Marshall that time on the tackle for the Zizzers. Coming up on 4 minutes to play first half. Zizzers lead at 14-10. Carl Junction with the football. 3rd and 2. From the Bulldog 40-yard line. Gilbert in the shotgun. He's got Derman in the backfield with him again. And this time, Derman trying to get around the outside, and he does. Did he get it? Yep, got it for the 1st down, I believe. Stretched the play out, the Zizzer defense did. And Derman gets the 1st down for Carl Junction. Ball is out at the 43-yard line of the Bulldogs. 1st and 10. 3:38 to go in the first half. Gilbert in the shotgun. It'll be Derman in the backfield. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right. Gilbert wanting to throw it here, and he'll roll out to the right. Now he'll tug it and just get out of bounds after picking up, looks like, about 4 or 5. Around the 47. Nope, the 46. That'll bring up 2nd and 7. Jacob Moore pushed him out of bounds. So 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs at their own 46-yard line. Gilbert in that shotgun once again with Dermott in the backfield. And Gilbert's going to pitch it. And Dermott this time gets knocked out of bounds around the 49. And that is going to be Roberts. And knocks him out of bounds at the Zizzer 49-yard line. Going to bring up third and two for the Bulldogs. Third and two with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Clock running. Zizzer's won the coin toss and elected to defer, so they'll get the football to start the third quarter. See if the Zizzers can get a stop on defense. Dermott again around the outside. Look out. And finally going to be brought down around the 35-yard line. And that's another first down. And Carl Junction getting around those edges. They're fast and they're quick. And before you know it, they're out there and turn the corner. And the Zizzers are playing catch-up. Ball is down at the 37 of the Zizzers, first and 10 for the Bulldogs, 2:25 and counting to go first half. The Zizzers trying to get a stop here. First and 10 from the Zizzer, 37. Lopez Dermott in the backfield. Gilbert looking to throw. Got a receiver wide open over here and cuts back inside. And touchdown for Carl Junction. That is a 37-yard touchdown pass. And I can tell you right now that Dason Roberts lost Lopez. And the extra point is good. And now it is 17-14. Carl Junction reclaims the lead here with 2:01 to go in the first half. And we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. They've reclaimed the lead, 17-14, with 2:01 to go in the first half. Carl Junction to kick it off. And this one's going to be taken at the 16-yard line. And trying to get up the right side. Going to make it to the 25 that time. That would be Wyatt Dew. And the Zizzers will start off first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. So the Zizzers will have a minute 53 to go down the field and score some points here. First and 10, Zizzers at their own 25-yard line. Miller in that shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. And now we got a flag. Going to be on the Zizzers. Ball start on the Zizzers. Their second penalty of the ball game. Make it first and 15 from the 20-yard line now. First and 15 for the Zizzer offense from their own 20-yard line. Ethan Miller in that shotgun. Looking to throw now, gets it out to Taylor. Taylor trying to get around the left side. And now we got a flag, and another flag is thrown. And I don't know if Taylor got the first down. He was over there close. Oh, the officials, well, looks like the Zizzers are marching backwards. Another penalty on the Zizzers. So now they're marking it off down to the 17-yard line of the Zizzers. So it's going to be first down now and about 17. First and 17 from the 17. Miller looking. Now he's going to throw it, and it's incomplete. Dew wouldn't have been able to get his feet down in time anyway. So it's going to bring up a second down. Stops the clock with a minute 36 to go here in the first half, with Carl Junction leading 17-14. So second and 17 from the Zizzer 17-yard line. Very costly penalty on the Zizzers a while ago. Puts them in a big hole here. Taylor in the backfield with Miller in the shotgun. Miller looking. Now he's going to throw it. And he's got a wide open receiver. That's a first down. And that's going to be Jacob Moore. Moore gets the first down. It is a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. That's their seventh one of the first half. And timeout is called. 1:20 to go first half. Carl Junction leads it 17-14. West Plains takes timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. Zizzer's looking at a first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Updated score for it. Thayer leads Mountain Grove 20-15 in the second quarter. 2015. Thayer with the lead second quarter. Carl Junction leads it 17-14 here with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Moore goes in motion. Miller in the shotgun, and he's going to roll out to the right. He's looking. He needs to throw it. Now he's just going to throw it out of bounds. So it's going to bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers. Miller was getting some heat from the Bulldog defense. Had to throw it away. Bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers from their own 37-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Maupin goes in motion to the right side. Taylor now goes in motion to the left side. Miller looking. He'll throw it quickly, and he's got Taylor over there. Taylor goes out of bounds. And that's going to be out of bounds at the 46-yard line. The Zizzers going to bring up third down and 2 for the Zizzer offense. Third down and 2 from the Zizzers' own 46-yard line. Minute 6 to go here in the first half. Zizzers are trailing by 3. Third and 2. Can the Zizzers convert here? from their own 46. Miller looking. He'll throw it out here, and it's... And that one was... Taylor had no chance to catch that one. It's going to bring up fourth and two now for the Zizzers. Fourth and two from their own 46. And looks like they're going to go for it here on fourth and two. So fourth and two, Zizzers going to go for it here from their own 46-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Taylor goes left side now. Two receivers each side. Moore goes in motion. He'll go to the left side. And now going to have a timeout, I believe. Zizzers want the timeout. 17-14, Carl Junction with the lead. Minute three to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of gear. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. Zizzer's going for it, fourth and two from their own 46. Taylor, and he's got the first down as he's out around the 50. And they finally blow it dead at the 50, so that's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. Their eighth first down of the first half. 56 seconds to go in the half. And now the clock is running with 50 seconds. And they'll hand it off to Taylor. Taylor had to wait because there was a man at his feet. And no gain on the play. And timeout going to be called by the Zizzers as they will have it second and 10. From the 50-yard line, back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Tub booking is going on now through November 15th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Do not miss your chance to save big on top quality tubs for your herd. All stock tubs qualify. ADM beef tubs, $80 off per ton. All other tubs, $50 off per ton. Book early to secure availability and lock in your savings at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. 42 seconds to go in the first half. Carl Junction leads it 17-14. Zizzers have it, second and 10 from the 50-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Miller looking to throw. He throws over. Got a receiver over there. That is Moore, I believe. And that's going to be a first down for the Zizzers. Another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down. That is down to the 40-yard line. 37 seconds to go in the half. Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. Trying to get down here and get some points before the half expires. First and 10 from the Bulldog 40-yard line. Miller in the shotgun with five receivers. Miller looking. He'll roll out to the right. And he's got a pass completed. That is down to the 35, 36. That's Wyatt Dew on the reception. Zizzers hustle to the line of scrimmage. Second down and five, and they'll throw it in the ground. It'll be third and five. Stops the clock with 16 seconds to go in the half. Stay tuned. The Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up. We'll take a look at scores around Southern Missouri, and we'll get the highlights from this ball game in the first half. It's coming up about 16 seconds. Zizzers with it, third down and five from their own, from the Bulldog 35-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor. Miller rolls out to the left. And finally he throws the football. He's got a wide open receiver at the 15-16-yard line. And so it's a first down. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic first down as Gray caught the ball. And it's first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Bulldog 15-yard line. And I believe they're going to put 2 seconds on the clock. Zizzers are in that Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone. So Zizzers will get one play here. First and 10 from the 15-yard line of the Bulldogs. Clockles. And Reed Cobb has come in to try the field goal here, folks. And now we've got a penalty. Delay a game on the Zizzers. That's going to back it up to the 20. So this would be a 37-yard field goal for Reed Cobb. The longest he's made this year is 33. 37-yard field goal for Reed Cobb to end the first half here. Let's see what happens. It's down. Cobb's kick is up, and it is good. Cobb hits the 37-yard field goal. And that's the half with your score, 17-17. Zizzers and the Bulldogs. And we'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, many women select an external form to restore their pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here for you with a private certified professional consultant. They will ensure you'll get the proper fit and therapeutic bill to comfortably restore your pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community for over 40 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. We're tied up 17-17 between the Zizzers and the Bulldogs here. Let's run down your scoring here with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And with 10:49 to go in the second quarter, or in the first quarter with 4:14 to go, Ballard had a 25-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. Carl Junction led it 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Then, in the second quarter, with 10:49 to go, Miller DeMore on 11-yard touchdown pass. The kick no good. It was 7-6 Carl Junction. 6:32 to go second quarter. Calgary on a 23-yard field goal. It was 10-6 Carl Junction. 5:08 to go here in the second quarter. Miller to Lawson on a 32-yard touchdown pass, Moore to Maupin a pass for the two-point conversion, and the Zizzers led it 14-10. 2:01 to go in the second quarter, Gilbert to Lopez on a 37-yard touchdown pass. Kick was good. Carl Junction led it 17-14. And then with 2 seconds to go as the clock expired in the first half, Reed Cobb on a 37-yard field goal, and we are tied up 17-17 at the half. The West Plains Zizzers and the Carl Junction Bulldogs. But Zizzers have 10 first downs in the first half. Carl Junction had 8. Zizzers had 4 penalties and Carl Junction 2 in the first half. 17-17 is your score. Carl Junction and West Plains tied up here at the half. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, many women select an external form to restore their pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here for you with a private, certified professional consultant. They will ensure you'll get the proper fit and therapeutic bill to comfortably restore your pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community for over 40 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade. All for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Celebrating 20 years of serving you, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains is having a huge sale. Get 20% off all clothing and accessories, Nebo flashlights, Forney welding units and accessories, Pro Series batteries, Baldwin filters, case knives, Oregon chainsaws, True Utility knives, 5 quarts of Extreme Bar and Chain Oil, Shell Zone antifreeze, select ratchet straps, LEM products, and High Mountain seasonings. Don't miss out. Sale ends October 31st at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident,